When you feel your voice is not being heard, please consider calling the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflections. The show wants to be the vehicle you can use to express your opinion or get your issue out to a larger audience. We're living in a time that we can no longer allow others to speak on our behalf. If you wish to be a guest on the show and discuss on the show what's important to you, call James T. Deshaies at 407-394-9819. Your issue or focus can be placed on the calendar. The show is live 7 days a week, Sunday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Call in 657-383-0309. We can no longer reside in the shadow of life. It's imperative that we're on top of the issues that impact our lives now and in the future.
Welcome, everyone. This is your host, James T. Deshaies. Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. I want to thank you all for being out there and listening to the show, being prepared, and making our show a part of your normal schedule. And we're always looking for the opportunity to share our opinions and say things that will bring about an opportunity for change and an opportunity to make positive things happen in our world. And that's what it's all about. And today is no different. I want to talk to you today about how do you create an environment to create a better you. You know, I have been on this new journey of mine, and it is less than a year old, and we're getting into the fall of the year, and I know that I need to create a new opportunity for myself. I worked for 30 years in the educational system, and now have given myself an opportunity to make some adjustments in my life where I can allow those adjustments to be my full focus. And I realize everybody is not at that point, but I do think that everybody should be working toward the point where they learn to create an environment for them to be focused on what is going to be their lifelong dream or their lifelong mission. And we all should be working as often as we can, as much as we can, in developing our lifelong mission, especially those of us who find ourselves in our 40s and in our 50s. And if you can help start on that even earlier, that makes it even better. But we need to be developing an environment that allows us to focus and create opportunities for ourselves, create goals, and work every day to reach those goals in order to maximize our talents and maximize our potential. And I know for myself that there are a lot of things that I need to try to do on a daily basis to create an environment that allows me to be more productive. I'm at my happiest when I know that I've done something in my day to make me proud and to feel good about. And so I'm not a specialist and I'm not an authority and I don't have a doctor's degree, but I do listen not only to others, but to my own inner spirit when it comes to what it is that I'm trying to accomplish. And I think that when we are willing to talk to each other and encourage each other, that will give us an opportunity to create a daily existence. I want to let you know that my show, Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, in and of itself, opportunity for me to be more engaged, knowing that I need to be up on what's going on around me, knowing that I need to be prepared and ready to speak to my audience and share with them things that I think are important, creates a place or an opportunity for me each day to get into some deep thought. So I want you to know I don't take what I'm doing for granted at all, because I want to be prepared and ready to grow. As this show grows, I want my audience to grow. I want us to grow as individuals. I want us to be able to praise and celebrate the things that we accomplish on my show. And I'm ready and prepared to do that. And part of that is discovering how we create an environment for success. And that success will not only benefit us as individuals, but it will benefit the people around us, because everybody is inspired by what they see happening in the lives of people around them who are focusing and doing what it takes to be a better them. And I want to be a better me. I love James Deshaies, and those of you who know me know I love myself. But I want to love myself even more. And I don't think there is a limit to how much you can love yourself or how much you can appreciate what it is that you're doing. And there's always some questions that you need to be prepared and willing to ask yourself about what it is that you're doing, about what it is that you're accomplishing, about what your mission is. Every morning when you wake up, you have to be prepared and ready to do something that gives value to your existence. This show gives value to my existence. Me getting and learning and looking for opportunities to better myself gives value to my existence. When I work at the Wellsville Museum, and I've met some of the most wonderful people working at the museum and being a part of the museum and looking forward to taking the Wellsville Museum forward, that gives me insight to my life and to the things that I want to do and accomplish. Weekend, we had a group of Rollins College students come to the museum to help us to identify all the pieces that were in the museum. They're helping us to modify and magnify our website that will soon be coming up so that we have a bigger presence in social media. And so these things are the kind of things that excite me, because we always need to be moving forward with whatever it is in our life so that we have a smile on our face when we wake up in the morning. So I'm just going to share some things with you and want to talk with you about some things about how we get excited about changing our lives on a daily basis, and how do we make sure that we don't become stagnant or we don't become complacent, and what it is that we do to make ourselves feel happier and warmer about living. You know, we have to be excited about living. We have to be ready to wake up in the morning, get our shower, get our breakfast, and hit the road on moving and get ourselves excited about what it is we can change in our lives that will make not only a difference in our life, but in the lives of others. And so I just pose these thoughts to you because I want you to assist me in putting together a daily routine. It's about figuring out what daily routine would help us to create a better environment for ourselves. Can you imagine if we were to be able to create a daily routine or create a daily thought pattern or even have a song or something that we wanted to play fired us and we could keep ourselves inspired for 200 days out of 365? You know, 365 would be every day. But if we could inspire ourselves at least 200 of those days, what could we possibly accomplish if we were every day focused on every day like it was truly as valuable as it is? Each and every one of our days is valuable. But if we treated each of our days like a diamond or like a bar of gold, what would we accomplish or be happy about or be smiling about if we did that? Sometimes I think we lose sight of how much potential exists within our spirit. You know, God gave us this eternal spirit, and we always are thinking about things. We're being challenged by things, and our minds are always on. But do we really give our minds the needed direction that is required to make things, accomplish the things that we really need? So I'm going to pose a question to you, okay? You know, we all have weaknesses, and we know what our weaknesses are. But should we all have the same weaknesses year after year? Shouldn't we be able to identify our weaknesses and set a routine or a plan in order so that we overcome our weaknesses, and then the next year identify something else that we need to work on instead of having the same weakness year after year? Or are we so selfish as to say, this is who I am, accept it, and never work on those weaknesses and never challenge ourselves to do better? You know, we have to be honest with ourselves. We have to take a honest evaluation of who we are and where we want to go and what is truly meant by the plans that we have. Or are they just dreams? Are our plans just meant to forever just be dreams? Or are we at some point going to change them from dreams and allow them to become reality? So I just want to talk to you about some of those things, and I want to share something with you. I got a list here, and I don't know the order that this list should go in, and maybe you can help me with it. So now listen as I give you this list. Create self-discipline. I have that down as A. B, I have identify your personal weaknesses. I have it as B. Why is it important to be a believer? Now, I'm truly a believer, and I think there is a value in being a believer, and I know that I can't live my life without being a believer, so I know that being a believer is important to me, okay? Why is it important to be a believer? That you know, I'd like us all to answer that. Why, okay, should the opinion of others have meaning in our existence? Should the opinion of others have meaning in our existence? How do we create human traits that allow us to be better human beings? I want to be the best human being I possibly can be, and not only for myself, but again for others, because I want to be an inspiration to people, and I want people to be an inspiration to me. And so I just want you to tell me, you know, I just threw those out there, and I'll say them again, and I want you to kind of expound upon those thoughts, and let's just talk about them. Creating self-discipline. Why do we need self-discipline? Why do we need to have limits on the kind of things that we do and the kind of things that we say and the kind of behaviors that we behave? Why is self-discipline important? Identifying our personal weaknesses. Why should we be aware of what our weaknesses are? And how much time should we spend on improving our weaknesses? Or should we just accept our weaknesses and just say, that's just who I am? And why is being a believer important? And I don't know what it is that you believe in or why is it is that you believe it, but why is it important? Or is it important to have a creator, someone that you go to and you're willing to believe in that helps you get beyond those obstacles that seem so huge that they can't be gotten over? And why is it important to be a believer? Should we be concerned, or is it important to evaluate what others believe or think about us? Should we allow that to be a part of the equation? And how do we create human traits that allow us to be a better human being. All right, I'm going to go to the phones, and those are what I want to discuss today. How do we create an environment to create a better us? How you doing, Kathy? I know that there's a lot I just threw on the table, but please just take any little bit of that and talk to me about it today. How do we create a better environment so that we can be a better us?
Well, first of all, good afternoon to you, Mr. Deshay. And question number one, self-discipline. We have to have self-discipline in everything that we do because that's our existence. If we don't have self-discipline, then we have no existence. Okay, and you said to identify our weaknesses. That is a very important part of your life because once you identify your weaknesses, then you can build on your strength. That's what I believe. And then number three covers them all for me, being a believer. And that's a personal one because, as you were saying, you know, everybody may have a different believer, something that they believe in. Some people believe in their job. You know, some people believe in their cars, and that's their existence. You know, but I believe in my relationship with Christ. And the reason why and why it's important to me is because I know that without Christ, I wouldn't be who I am today. I wouldn't have the feelings that I have today to be able to interact with people the way that I do, to be able to just to love the way that I love people. Because before I was a Christian, a believer in Christ, my whole existence was different. You know, I was a totally different person. So I am thankful that I now have a relationship with Christ so that I can exist differently in this world. You know, I don't have to have certain things. I don't have to be in a certain place. But when I wake up in the morning, you talked about waking up, getting started, you know, eating breakfast and getting started. When I wake up for a purpose, and my purpose is that Christ allowed me another day to be here, another day to share a light that he has given me with other people. Okay, and then another question you said, should others' opinions have meaning in my existence? And that's a yes and a no answer because, you know, sometimes people have good opinions of me and sometimes people have none so good opinions of me, but does it determine who I am? Absolutely not, because if so, then I would possibly still be doing some of the things that I used to do, but I don't because I'm not worried about what other people say. I'm just worried about if what I'm doing is okay with the Lord, if where I'm going, if the Lord is okay with it, because it's all about him now. It's not about what people think or what people say anymore. You know, they may be able to sow a seed into my life about something, which is okay, but the bottom line is it okay with the Lord with what I am doing?
All right. Now, the other one now, the last one I want you to speak on that one, too. You got all of them. We have human traits. The one about human traits. How do we develop the type of human traits that make us a better human being?
To love everyone as if you're loving yourself, and don't look at the outside of a person, but look on the inside of the person.
And you're so right. That's something I came up with. I want to introduce to everybody, you know, is if you help only the people that everybody will help, are you truly serving humanity? You know, I want you to think about that. If you help only the people everybody is willing to help, are you truly helping humanity? Because there's a group of people who everybody takes a joy in helping. But then there's that person that nobody wants to touch. You know, when God talked about the leper and how nobody wanted to touch him and nobody wanted to be close to him and no one wanted to serve him because that we almost fear and we don't even want them to be a part of our life. But then there's another group of people who everybody flocked to and who want to serve because they already see potential in them. And it's kind of like, can you serve the people you don't see potential in? And when are you truly a servant of humanity when you're overlooking the people that nobody wants to serve?
Yeah, I agree with you, and it just makes me think about when I was in the service. You know, when you go into the service or even in the police force, when you go into these places, you're not going with a group of people. So I wouldn't be going with my siblings or I wouldn't be going with my friends, but I'm going to join forces with other people that don't look like me, that don't talk like me, but we're coming together for the greater good. So it's about, you know, joining together for the greater good. That's what I see it as.
All right. Let me give we got quite a bit of people on the line, and so we want to give everybody time to join in. All right. Audrey, is that you on 2730?
Yes, this is Audrey from Lakeland, Florida. And
all right, Audrey,
sure.
I want to give you the opportunity to kind of chime in on what we're talking about today. You know, I pose these questions. You know, creating self-discipline, identifying your personal
okay, hold
weaknesses.
On. Let me do one. Okay.
Okay.
Creating self-discipline and why that is important. Yes, surely it is important because if indeed we do not have discipline and time lines, we will not accomplish all that we're capable of. We would want to do and have the desire to, but without that self-discipline to actually complete it, human nature, I think we may procrastinate a little bit, some more than others. And the scripture tells us, you know, without a vision, our people perish. So part of that vision has to have goals and plans in which we want to accomplish, and it does take discipline to achieve that. We can say all we want that we want to be a gold medalist at the Olympics. Well, you can say it, but if you don't put in the extra work and the time that's required and the competition that's required, you will say it all you want, but if you don't put the discipline in to work towards that goal, you won't achieve it. Okay, I think I'm ready for your next question.
Okay, identifying your personal weaknesses.
Yeah, that's a key because not only is it important for you to identify your weakness for yourself as an individual, but it's also to be aware of where people sometimes will take advantage, or I should say treat you at your disadvantage once they are aware of your weaknesses. So just like a recovering alcoholic or any type of addiction that you may have, the first step towards recovering is to acknowledge that. And Kathy said it earlier, you know, once we are aware of our weaknesses, surely we can build upon our strength and then continue to just develop and work towards making our weaknesses. But at least being aware of them, we know the pitfalls for ourselves as individuals, and we know what pitfalls to look for when people try to take advantage of us.
Well, let me
ask you
this. When you identify your weaknesses, should you seek to eliminate them or just seek to live comfortably with them?
I think we'll seek to eliminate them. And, of course, all of us will have a challenge and across the bear, if you would. Now, I'm not quite sure if it's designed such that we'll ever accomplish being successful with that particular deficit, if you would, but surely we can continue to strive to improve on it. And once we learn tips, techniques of how to improve, we can keep applying them But if it's part of our nature, and that's just a challenge that we have, I would never say, you know, just accept it and live with it. No, we always want to move towards improvement because it may be an opportunity that, yes, we will accomplish that. We will override that. And then, of course, we'll receive something else, another challenge, because in this lifetime we're going to constantly have trials and tribulations. But we should not just settle, if you will, but just saying, oh, that's just the way I am. Well, that may be the way you are, but what steps can you do to improve, not only for yourself, but for others?
And why is it important to be a believer?
Kathy said it well. Different people have the choice to believe, and they have different beliefs. Me personally, I was blessed enough to be raised in a family, a Christian family, and so that's all I know. And so my belief goes toward knowing that I'm working toward eternal life, that this is only a journey. I'm here temporarily. So that's my belief, but that belief is what helped me accomplish things when life situations look negative. Without that belief, I just don't know what I would do. I just don't know. And I'm thankful that I just don't know. I know people who end up committing suicide. I think the reason they commit suicide is because of the fact that they lose hope. They no longer have hope. They no longer have faith. And we know faith without action is dead or non-existent. So along with that belief that we have to act upon knowing that we are believers. And so by doing so, hopefully we'll, you know, share some light in which others will be interested in and getting what we have, you know. And my belief is that that's part of what we were created for. We were created to praise and worship and glorify the Lord. And in doing so, someone will see something that draws them closer to him.
So. Okay, should the opinion of others have meaning in your existence?
Yes, it should. We were not created as human beings to be alone. Now, the value of how much value they you place on that, Kathy said, made a good point. At a point, we come to a place in our life where, and I know what she meant, it's not that we disregard anything. What they say, we'll take that and we'll take it and we'll put it into our formulation as to the choices that we make and the steps that we'll take. But there is value in knowing how others perceive us. To me, that goes back to part of the belief that you're living out. They have to see now. Again, it's up to us to be owners of the impact of our life and what choices we make. They can give us some recommendations and some choices, but the final choice is always up to us as individuals. Even the Lord does not pressure us or make us do anything. He gives us a choice. But I do value others, and because sometimes you can use the value of others to give you that inspiration of what you need to accomplish things sometimes that's the end of. And on the flip side of that, sometimes people, there are haters, and they don't want to see you doing good, and they'll do anything and everything to try to tear you down. But I'm thankful that the spirit that's within us will give us the strength to override that.
And let me ask you, how do we create the type of human traits that allow us to be better human beings?
We have to work at it constantly, and I think it connects or ties into the belief system of us reading our scripture, constantly having a relationship, a personal relationship with the Lord, and that's through prayer and understanding of his word. And in essence, that's how we continue to develop and continue to improve. And all the questions connected, because again, you have to identify what your weakness is in order to start improving on it.
And let me ask you this one. This is one of the most important ones to me is, are you truly serving the needs of the community or of people when you only serve those that everybody is willing to serve?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. You know, like you said in the opening or shortly after, you know, anybody can flock and give to superstars. One thing that I find kind of interesting is that a lot of times well-known people who may be affluent and financially secure or whatever, they get more discount than a person that is struggling and in making it. But it behooves us to help the widows. It behooves us to help the homeless. It behooves us to help, like you say, the person that won't be considered important, because in reality they are. Because the scripture asks us, where were we when, you know, people were in prison? Where were we when, you know, the widows needed help? Where were we when the homeless? And that's the Lord in a form. So it's not a value to recognize anyone, somebody that anyone would recognize, but are we unknowingly to others doing and helping? We don't have to let people know what we're doing, because then we're recognized and rewarded here. But let the Lord that we serve recognize us, and let it be an honor for him. The meek and,
right.
The meek and humble, as they say. The meek and humble is who we need to focus on.
All right. Well, we got some other guests out here. Let me get to them so in the second half we can come back to everybody. Welcome to Thoughts, Love, and Reflection. 7983, are you there?
Yes, sir, I'm here. How are you today?
All right, I'm got you. I got you back now. 7983. Okay, I gave a list of things, and we're just talking about how do we create an environment to be a better us, and how do we develop, you know, I gave a list of things, and I kind of want you to tell me how important you feel they are. The first one was creating self-discipline.
You know, I think that's very important. I came from a military family. My dad was in the military. Both of my brothers were, but I was probably the one that was the least disciplined in the house because I was the youngest and thought I was the best thing since sliced bread. So, but as I got older, I learned that discipline is very important, and you just can't rely on your overall talent, whatever you think that talent may be, but you have to have goals and, you know, and stick to them in every facet of our life. Even when we say that we are Christians, you know, we have to have goals there too. So I think discipline is important, and for, you know, maybe 20 years of my life, I didn't believe in it, but it didn't take long to know that if I'm going to do what I want to do in life, then discipline is important.
Okay. Identifying your personal weaknesses.
You know, I heard that, and I thought that Kathy and Audrey, they answered it so strategically, and they were so profound with it. You know, I like to think that I don't have any weaknesses, but I do. And one of the main ones is probably procrastination. I serve and act so much better under pressure when I know I have a day to do it instead of a week to do it. But it's important to understand where you're weak, to surround yourself with people who, in that particular facet, have some talent. But understand who you are and what you can do and what you can't do. I think that's more important than anything, is understanding who you are and that I can do this and I cannot do this. Another one of, I think, my weaknesses is that I volunteer for too much. I want to see everybody happy and I want to try to help. But sometimes you have to rein that back. So that's important too, to understand your weaknesses.
Well, let me, along with that, though, should your weaknesses continue to be the same, or should you at some point be able to turn a weakness into a strength? I mean, do we just accept our weaknesses and try to live with them and incorporate them within our being, or at some point should we overcome those things that we have identified?
I guess it would depend on what level of weaknesses are you talking about. If those weaknesses hamper you from being successful, hamper you from being a loving person, hamper you from, you know, existing in this society, yes, then you should definitely address those weaknesses. But if there's some that you're comfortable with, I think I've accepted that I love red velvet cheesecake, so I'm going to try to have a piece every month. That's a weakness, but I'm going to accept that one. So it really depends on where you are then. But if you feel that those weaknesses are holding you back, then, of course, you have to do something. You can't, even if you are 50 and you have had those weaknesses before and you still want to change, there is someone out there that will support you in making a change and doing better with those weaknesses. We are the type of people in this world that can reinvent ourselves several times, just like you have, Mr. J.K. So it depends on what you want to do with them.
All right. Now, okay, this is one of those important ones, I think. Should the opinion of others have a meaning in your existence?
Oh, wow. Now, no, it shouldn't. But that's a very hard one for me to get past. I want people to like me and to love me. But I have learned in trying to be a CEO and to be a successful female entrepreneur in this world, everybody is not going to like you, and you're going to have to ignore some of those opinions, or maybe all of them, except for those that you value and trust in your circle. But I guess if you're going to ask me for a blank statement, no. The opinions of others should not matter when it comes to you and your overall happiness in your heart. There was something I'm going to leave you with that my mother said every day to me when I became an adult, and that is, don't let anybody else pick who you wake up to. Make sure that's your choice. Don't let society do it. Don't let mom and dad do it. Don't let the other's opinion do it. You choose who you wake up next to, because others will go home and be happy, but their opinion is now infiltrated your home and your life because they say, girl, you shouldn't do this. So that's one that I've always learned to live by.
Okay. Now, how do we create human traits that allow us to be better human beings? How do we develop those kind of characteristics that make us the best possible us that we can be?
Start early, especially with your children. Start early with yourselves, early in the week, but start early. You know, I read a book long time ago, Everything I've learned by the time I was in kindergarten. So I started early with laying the foundation for my young ladies in my household and making sure they understood they only had several things to do, and that is to be good citizens, always continue to do their homework and get good grades and do their chores. They do those three things, they're good with me. But start early in making sure that you develop good traits within yourself and with those that you're trying to raise within your household. Start early. Don't put it off.
Okay. Now, this is one that I want to ask everybody and make sure everybody responds to. Are you truly serving your community when you serve only those that everybody is willing to serve?
No, you know, I'm one of those, Mr. Deshay, that I think God gives us all different talents and all different gifts. And we have to recognize that gift and act on it and act upon it and use it for the betterment of this world and this society. And we shouldn't just give because everybody else is doing it. We shouldn't just serve because that's where everybody else is. Eventually, we're going to have to serve maybe where we're not comfortable, serve where we know that God has touched our heart to do it, or serve when we just see a need and go for it. But, you know, I do believe there are certain people in this world who just have a servant's heart, and I think they should be elevated to continue to do that. But I think all of us need to be challenged to serve and give wherever our gift is the strongest.
All right. We still got more people on the line, so I'm going to go forward, and because I want in the second half for me is to be able to come back to you. Miss Regina, is that you out there at 3766?
Yes, it is.
How you doing? Okay, I'm going to go through this real quickly because I want you to be able to share all your thoughts. And I want to just touch on how do we create an environment to make a better us. And I want you to respond how important or what you feel about these particular items that I'm going to share with you. Creating self-discipline. How do you feel about the importance of creating self-discipline in your life?
Well, creating self-discipline is something that I work on daily. first thing I had to work on was my mouth and disciplining my mouth and learning that everything that came to my head did not have to come out of my mouth. So I've got that under control. The other self-discipline, aspects of self-discipline that I'm working on right now are the ones to is one that will propel me to move forward and don't give up when I get discouraged. That's something that I'm constantly working on, and that is my constant prayer that God will somehow work with me to teach me how to move forward even when I get discouraged.
And about how important is identifying your personal weaknesses?
Well, if you don't identify your personal weaknesses, you won't know what it is that you need to work with or work on. And as I just said, I've just identified my personal weakness. I know what it is that I need to work on. If I ignored it or put my head in the sand, then I would not even give myself a chance to better myself.
All right. And why is it important to be a believer?
You have to be a believer so that you'll know what it is that is important to you. For many years, I believed in the God of my parents. And I just moved through life saying that, oh, well, that was God doing that or that. But I had no sense of who God really was. Once you become a true believer and you know who it is you're standing upon, you know where your help comes from, you see these things happening in your life, and you know good and well it's nothing that you have done, nothing that your friends have done. There has to be a greater power that has helped you to achieve or help you to get through something. Then that helps you to continue to move forward, knowing that you have something to depend upon other than flesh.
And should the opinions of others have meaning in your existence?
Many people will say, well, what people think about me doesn't matter, but that's not true. That is not true. You don't want to be the type of person that people, you have to wonder why people don't want to be around you. It's important that you believe or try to understand what it is that people see in you or why they feel the way they feel about you. But you don't let that be your be-all, end-all. If it's something positive that they're feeling, then you take that and you move forward and enjoy that someone else enjoys you. If it's something negative, think about it. Is it valid? Is it something that you need to change? And if it is, then you work on that. But you don't let it be your detriment. You let it be something that's going to elevate you. But you take a negative and make a positive out of it.
Okay, and how do you create human traits that allow you to be a better human being?
Wow. How do you create traits that help you to be a better human being?
Yeah, you know, there are human traits or characteristics that we should embrace or we should work toward making a part of our internal spirit. Well, what steps do you take or how would you, you know, what do you do to create those traits that you might see in others or that you might identify that you want inside of you so that you become a better human being?
I think many people have traits that, first of all, you can't be an envious person. You can't see something in someone and then take it to take it and make that person an enemy or something. Look at people, and if they have a trait that you admire, first of all, acknowledge it. Once you acknowledge that trait, then work towards emulating that trait in your own spirit. You a better person if it is something that is positive. But you've got to be open to receiving the goodness in other people, and not being vindictive or using it as an evil. Take things that are, that come towards you in life as something positive that's going to benefit you, and make it benefit you. Always try to be a positive person.
And Regina, this is one one that I'm going to give before my break, and I'm determined to have a break today, because yesterday Audrey and Kathy kept me from having a break, because they were just, well, they were going off yesterday, you know, and I had to put up a defense. So I'm gonna take a break today. But are you truly serving your community and others when you serve only those that everybody will serve?
Oh, no, because the community is filled with more people who others will not serve. You have more of the negative people, the people who haven't made it, than you have of those who have made it. So you are not serving your community until you have served the lowly. You serve the ones that Jesus would serve. You've gone out. You carry bags in your car to give to those women who may not have, or you have sandwiches to give to those people that people pass by, or those children that other teachers don't want to serve. Going into the neighborhoods and working with those families that other people don't want to go into their houses and work with them. That's when you serve humanity. When you've done it unto the least of those, you've done it unto Christ.
All right, we're going to take a short break, and we're going to come back and try to get the thoughts of everybody again as we continue to try to determine how do you create an environment to become a better you.
Help your children and don't let them fall by the side of the road. Jesus, to love one another, that heaven might find a place in their heart. Jesus is love. He won't let you down, and I know got to walk on through temptation, 'cause His love and His wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth, and His word will be our salvation. Lift up our hearts to be thankful and glad that Jesus is love.
This is James T. Deshay of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, brought to you from Orlando, Florida, by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. So we're going to continue our conversation, and we want to jump right into it because we want to give everybody an opportunity to have a last word. So, Kathy, tell me what it is that you do to start your day off every day and make sure that you have a positive effect on not only yourself, but the world around you. What is your routine?
First of all, when I get up out of bed, I tell the Lord, thank you for another day. I go into prayer and just ask the Lord, you know, that he would use me in whatever way possible, you know, for the kingdom. And when I get to work, I do this every day. When I first open the door, because we have badges where we go inside of our office, and there's this lady that sits right at the door. And this lady, when I first came to this company, this lady did not like me at all. I don't know what it was, you know, but this lady did not like me at all. I just think sometimes, you know, the enemy, whatever he can do to try to distract you from what your purpose is, will use whomever he can. But I showed her love, and throughout me showing her love over the years, you know, we've become really close. So in the morning when I come in, I have a praise song on, and I will go right to her desk, and I will dance and sing that praise song. I will give her a big kiss, and then I will tell her whatever day it is. If it's Monday, I'll say, happy Monday. If it's Tuesday, it's a terrific Tuesday. You know, whatever it is, when she's at the desk, and she just smiles and laughs, you know. And so I know that that makes her day, and it makes my day to know that whatever the enemy planned against us, it did not prosper. And then I'll go throughout the office, because I usually get to work early, and I'll speak to everybody who, I don't know, care who it is, I will speak to them. If we're really close, I'll give them a hug. There's one lady, I give her a massage in the morning. I mean, this is what I do, you know, and it brings me joy to see them smile. So it's not like I'm, you know, doing anything special, but I believe that the Lord has put that in me to be a blessing to them, because you don't know what people are going through, you know, when they come to work, you know, when they go sit at their desk. You don't know, but I have truly laid my life down so that I could be a blessing to other people around me. So that's my day.
Awesome. Awesome. Audrey, what is your routine? How do you make sure that your day is going to be prosperous and one that you don't mind sticking in the vault and saying, hey, you did your best? What is your daily routine?
It sounds like I have a lot of similarities. I start my day, first of all, just with scripture, with prayer, meditation, and just trying to align my spirit. And from there, on my way to work, I try to put on something positive, a positive radio station or positive song or something like that to get me energized. And similar to the other caller, whatever day of the week, I have now become known throughout the company, that's the way I'm going to greet you, whether it's a marvelous Monday, a terrific Tuesday, a wonderful Wednesday, a tremendous Thursday. Now, Friday, sometimes we double up and we do a fantastic, fabulous Friday. It just kind of depends. But people are really anxious. They say, well, what do you say on the weekend? But similar to the previous caller, you know, you put yourself in a state of receiving. And then at that point, you just walk positively and, again, let others see the Christ that's in us. And similar to the caller also, before we go into the office, we have a badge reader also, but next to that badge reader, it's a symbol that has a gun and then a no between it, because you don't supposed to bring guns inside the building. But instead of it reminding me of no guns in the building, I remind myself that no weapons that's formed against me shall prosper. And I have an opportunity to provide a positive thought each day to my team, so that no matter what they're going through, we as a team, we have a positive thought for the day that we're focusing on. And again, smiles are contagious. Positive attitudes are contagious, and I think that's just the way the Lord will want us to represent. Now, do we have our struggles? Do we have our challenges? Do we have our days, our self, when we get caught up in some things? Yes, and that's when we have to reflect again and get realigned on where we really should be, of knowing what's really important.
All right, thank you so much. And we got Regina, are you there? Regina,
yes.
Are you there? All right, Regina,
yes.
how do you start your day to make sure that it's going to be a positive one and one that you can put in the vault as successful?
Wow, I wish I was as disciplined. I wish I were as disciplined as your previous callers, but as I said, it's something I'm working on. So what I do is I wake up, I thank God, I pat my body, I'm like, thank you, Jesus, I'm able to wake up, because a lot of people weren't able to wake up. And I thank him for just keeping me safe and sound and sane. And then as I'm going to work, I turn on my gospel music, and I think my day really hits when I get there on that campus. And I try to be as positive for those parents who are leaving their children with me, and letting those parents know that I got them, I got your children, and helping the parents to feel comfortable and just smiling and loving the children. That brings me the greatest joy, because as I said before, when you've done it unto the least of them, when I make my children smile, I can smile, and I know I've done what God has asked of me. So that's how I do my days.
All right. Well, we're going to take another short break, and I'm going to come back and end the program. And I think you all have done an outstanding job with what we discussed today. And we need to take that forward, because we always need to be on the mission of making ourselves better and creating an environment around us that allows us to make sure our mission is successful, our journey is successful, and those who are around us are blessed by the journey that we're on. And so a short break, and I'll be right back. Again, guys, we've had a wonderful show, and it's gone so smoothly, and you all bring so much to the table, and sometimes 1 hour is just not enough, and I just want to thank you all so much. This is James T. Deshay, Thoughts, Love, and Reflections, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network, and I want you all to go to my website, jamestdeshay.com, and let me know what you think. It's been a wonderful evening with you, and I look forward to tomorrow at 6 p.m. Take care.